Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Yes. First of all, I'm hearing impaired. Your gentleman before you was trying to communicate, but his tone I just couldn't pick up. I can't use hearing aids on the phone, and I have my volume turned up as high as it'll go. But I'm calling in dispute of the charges from you guys. I've been in touch with Discover. They said call you. You've been hitting my credit card for $49.97. If I received any products from you, I'll send it back. He says that November, December, it started in November. You know, I don't know what you send. He couldn't speak plain enough at a tone where I could understand what he was saying. What products have y'all been sending now? You have my account pulled up there?
Yes, sir. May I please have your first and last name?
I'm sorry. Now, if you'll slow down and speak into the phone or whatever you're speaking into, would you repeat what you just said a little slower? Hello?
May I please have your first and last name?
I don't know what's wrong with y'all's system, but I can't understand. You sound like you're in a barrel 90 miles away from me.
1 second.
Do you not have a volume?
May I please have your first and last name?
That's better. Thank you. Richard Greene, G-R-E-E-N-E, zip code 24986. Mailing address, post office box 601, White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, 24986.
Do you recall purchasing a fuel saver?
Yes, one.
Yes,
why,
sir.
Why are you repeating billing my credit card?
The reason why you were charged for that fuel saver is because once you purchased the item on the 15th of December, in the terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you, they do state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged for the product, and also every 30 days, you will be charged and also sent a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store.
Well, when I ordered that, it didn't say anything about doing that or having that. It just said pay shipping on that one item. I did that.
I do apologize, but those terms and conditions, they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. And you also have to call in to get the account canceled out. I do see where those charges were declined as well.
Well, they are on my bill from Discover.
Okay, what was the date of the bill?
You guys hit my credit card on January 6th.
Okay, also, do you recall purchasing a dash cam?
No.
Okay, you don't recall purchasing a dash cam on the 24th of November for $7.45 at the day of purchase?
What's the item?
a dash cam.
Yeah, for shipping charges.
Yes, sir. So that's the reason why you were charged at $49.97, because we did not receive a call to get the account canceled out within those 48 hours. So we charged you that $49.97, and then you should have gotten a gift card via email for $125.
None of that happened, lady.
I can provide you with our customer support email, so you're able to email them for your gift card. But each month until you call in to get it canceled, you will be charged that amount.
That's a scam. That's a bunch of BS. I never was notified or had any information on that.
All of the information is agreed to at the day of purchase.
Never, you're lying. It is not what happened.
There's no way for you to order any of our products if those terms and conditions aren't agreed to.
It's not on the product.
No, sir. We don't provide the terms and conditions on the product. It comes at the day of purchase.
Well, I'm turning in as fraud.
I do see where the last agent went ahead and canceled out the account for you. Now, being that that charge is a valid charge, what I can do for you today is provide you with a refund of $17.48 out of that charge.
You did that?
I can provide you with a refund of $24.98.
Well, why don't you do it?
That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Bye.